Friends, listen, parenting in the digital age should not be this hard. Well, I've got some good news for you. It doesn't have to be. Over the last 6 months, I have been partnering with my friends over at Bark Technologies, and y'all, it has been amazing. Bark has been able to scan my daughter's text messages, 30 plus social media apps, emails. I mean, they have this advanced AI technology that scans text and gives me a personalized report of everything that my daughter is doing on her devices. Y'all, it's been amazing. But not only that, you can manage screen time, block websites and apps, you can track locations. It's not even about micromanaging our kids. It's about giving them the resources they need to not be exposed to things that they are just too young to be exposed to. And so friends, listen, death to lazy parenting. We have to get good at investing in the safety of our children. So head to the show notes below and check out Bark Technologies as we all become parents who get serious about protecting our kids. Here we go. Hey fam, welcome to the Still Coloring Podcast with Tony Collier. I am your host, Tony Collier, and each series we lean into the stories of women and men that uncover their brokenness and practically show us all how they've rebuilt their lives with hope and grit. Come on, if you're listening to this right now, I want you to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and say this: I can live a life of hope and grit. Let's lean in. Hi, cuties. I don't know why I said that, honestly. That's okay. Whatever. Hey, it's Tony. We are on episode 3 of season 6, our brand new season. And I just want to thank you for listening, for tuning in, for supporting everything that is happening. I just truly do appreciate it. And I appreciate you guys. And I'm still shocked that y'all keep coming back and listening, honestly. This is a really vulnerable season for me. It wasn't about interviewing guests that are doing great things. And this podcast is all about that, right? Like women and men of good grit who are fighting for hope, who are showing us through their own stories of brokenness what it looks like to still color, to stand up again. And I just thought, what better way to have a podcast about that, lead out on something like that, than to do it myself. And so that's how we got to season 6 of me sitting down in a chair in a studio in Austin, Texas by myself, being as vulnerable as I possibly know how. And I'm excited because today we are going to be talking about finances. I know for some of you that are listening right now, you just got all cringy on me and I get it. But when you go through a divorce like I went through, there's finances is a thing. Like, it's not just this little la-la land where you waltz on out and everything's all good and perfect. There are so many things that get impacted by breaking up a marriage. There's community. There's your church home. There's your function, like the everyday function in life of what you do and how you move. And there's finances. And I've got to be real, real honest with y'all. I definitely have a scarcity mindset, or I've had battles with a scarcity mindset. And what that simply means for those of you listening, and if any of you on here have that, it's there's not going to be enough. There is this belief that there's not going to be enough, that God's not going to come through. And the truth is, when I was 8 years old, I was in the third grade. My mom had a massive stroke, and she was one of the big breadwinners of our family, and we lost a lot of finances. And so when I was just a little girl, I knew what it felt like to go from having something for your world to be steady, you know, foundational, and then it just not be. And medical bills came flying in, and she couldn't work anymore, and there was, you know, Social Security, and she was only in her late 30s, and it just really changed the dynamic of our family. Not to mention, my daddy is cheap. I'm going to just put that out there right now. Dad, if you're listening, I'm sorry. But my daddy is cheap. He is a saver, not a spender, for show. And I don't know, we grew up thinking that we didn't have a lot. And we didn't have a lot, right? Like, we weren't like upper class. We were definitely like middle class working family. But he made it seem like we was poor out here, you know, so we wouldn't spend money. And so all of those things influence the way that I look at money. And the truth is, we've only thought about money from a financial standpoint, like either you have it or you don't. But the truth is, finances impact us in at least 5 different ways. It impacts us spiritually, the way we believe in God, like, does he actually provide? Is he going to provide? Am I going to be suffering here with finances and living paycheck to paycheck? Like, what is God going to do? So it impacts us spiritually and it impacts us culturally as well. And our culture influences the way that we view money, right? Like the where we came from, if any of you are married or you're in a relationship, maybe the way that you and your spouse view money is totally different from each other. And it's possibly because you came up culturally different. My parents, while my dad was a little cheap, he was very generous. And so I'm a very generous person, or at least I try to be a very generous person. I love to give. I love to treat my people out to dinner and send surprise gifts to my friends. Like, it's just my thing. And over this last season, I've had to scale back on that. And that has impacted me emotionally, which is another area of how money impacts us, finances impacts us emotionally. Like for some of us, we feel more safe, more secure when we have a certain number or a certain amount of money in the bank. Like we just feel more safe. We feel like life's going to be okay. It impacts us emotionally. Also relationally, the way that we interface with other people could really be influenced by the way that we interface with our finances. So are you going out to eat with people? Is that just not your thing? Like, are you the person that always offers to pay? Does that define your relationships? Are you defined by how much that you can give people? So it impacts your relationships as well. And so those are just a couple of ways that finances do impact us. And because we are brave people on this podcast, we're going to talk about finances. When I decided to file for divorce, I don't even know. I wasn't even thinking about finances. I was thinking about, I've got to get out of this. I have got to protect me and my kids. I've got to get to a safe space. I don't deserve this. This is no longer God honoring. Well, I also thought that I was going to be staying in the home that I thought would be, you know, our home for a very long time. And I mean, I've said this before on the podcast, in this season, I really thought that this was going to be my home for a long time. I even painted the wall in my son's room and I hung up like the chandelier, like switched out the light fixtures. And I thought, how could I possibly uproot my kids, move everything to another? I just can't. Well, about a month into processing through this decision and divorce, I realized that I had to leave, that I needed to get into a space of my own where I was safe, where there weren't any surprises, where I could just dwell and that there was safety with me and my kids. And this is a God wink thing. So you guys know this series is called God Winks, Moxie, and Rescue. Well, I call one of my friends who's in real estate, and you guys know this story. And we get a house in literally 24 hours, that a rental house. And we move over these weeks and months and all the things. And I realize, oh my gosh, like I'm going to be paying rent for the first time in a long time, because before we didn't have rent because we partnered with a housing organization. And leveraged our gifts and talents and brand and all the things. And so for the first time in a very long time, I would have rent, which is crazy. I was like, okay. I've always been financially independent in many ways, but now it really was just me. It started and ended with me and the way I could provide for my family. Well, simultaneously, as you guys know, I'm getting a new house. And some of you guys do not know this. This is going to be a really fun financial story. There's going to be a whole bunch of God wink stories around finances. Back in July, last summer, I got a new car. I needed to have a bigger car. We got an au pair that lived with us. We needed some more space. And so I got a bigger car and the car note was way more than I'd ever paid in my life. Well, I thought I was going to be fine because I'm married. It's all good. Like, we're going to support each other. Well, that car starts acting up in August and September. And what I mean by acting up, we're talking about a brand new car turning off on the highway, like just going into neutral on the highway. I would stop at a light and y'all, no kidding, the whole car was shut off and then not turn back on for like 10 minutes. The computer would boot down, all the things. So I took it to the dealership and I was like, something is wrong. I have children. This needs to be more safe for me and for my kids. And so they took it in. They were like, it's the fuel pump. I was like, that didn't quite sound like what's happening. My dad's a mechanic, but okay, I feel y'all. They replace the fuel pump. I pick up the car. On the way out of the lot, my car breaks down. That's right, folks. Moments later, I don't know what they were thinking. I took it back. They're like, you know what? It's a faulty fuel pump. I said, well, this is really weird because y'all ordered this new fuel pump. It's brand new. I'm very confused. They're like, so many people are dealing with this issue. I'm like, okay. They take it back. They replace the fuel pump. I kid you not, y'all. I get the car back. I have to take a trip to Nashville. I'm in my new car with my new fuel pump for the second time. And on the way back from Nashville, the car starts to go into neutral on the highway. I am petrified. My au pair and my son are in the car. I call the dealership. I'm so upset. I drive home. They come get the car and they give me a, you know, replacement, which was so kind of them. And so that I could have like a loaner vehicle. They bring the car to the dealership. They're back in the dealership. Now, at this point, I call my daddy because I'm like, you a lie. I was like, y'all not about to put me back in this car. I am not getting back in this, what's supposed to be a brand new car that's breaking down on me and my children. This is the third time. So I call the manufacturer and I'm like, something is wrong with my car. My dad tells me to tell them that it's a lemon. This is a lemon car. And which means, for those of you that don't know, because I surely didn't know, it's that the car is literally not built for success. It is faulty. Something's wrong with it. It's trash. Okay. It's a lemon. They go through this entire process, which takes 2 months. Okay. And at this point, I'm now in the middle of the divorce. It takes 2 months for me to get a car. I'm in a loaner vehicle for months and months and months. No, let me know. I'm being dramatic. For weeks and weeks and weeks, not months and months. And finally, they classified the car as a lemon. Now, at this point, I desperately need more money. I've decided that in order to honor God and my own healing journey and my children, honestly, and my leadership, my integrity, I needed to get off the stage for a while. I needed to stop preaching so that I could heal properly. And that meant that I was saying, I'm gonna not make money. And everything in me was like, what, God? Like, are you really telling me to do this? Like, but what am I supposed to do? And this is kind of when the faith building, because our faith, I think, always builds. I think there's a reason why the Lord classifies faith in a size, the size of a mustard seed, because it could be bigger. There could be more. And this is the moment where my faith started to build. I had scarcity mindset. I was nervous about providing for my family, but I knew that the Lord would carry me. And I had so many people speak over my life, like, God's going to come in and swoop down and he's going to surprise you. There's going to be surprise and delight. There's going to be awe and wonder. And I was like, all right, God, you are going to have to do it. They classify my car as a lemon. And I get a call from the manufacturer and they say, we're going to give you your down payment back and all of the payments that you have made on this car. To which I then cried on the phone with a complete stranger. Okay. And he said, not only that, you can go and pick a new car and we'll give you a percentage off. Y'all, I go to the dealership, fragile, confused, single, crazy. And I get the same car, but a not so fancy or as fancy model. And I save $400 a month on my car note. $400. First of all, that used to be my actual car note. So y'all already know. Could you imagine if I would have been so angry at God, at the situation, that I was walking through a divorce? I was supposed to have this beautiful brand new car and it was failing. How, God? How could you have me walk through this divorce knowing that I need finances, knowing that I need support, knowing that I need stability, and now my car keeps breaking down? First of all, I don't think God would have been mad at me because that would have been a valid feeling for what was going on. All of this is happening and now my car too. But on the other side of my discomfort and inconvenience was a way bigger blessing than I had ever imagined. Not only did I get all this money back, and I needed it for rent, I needed it for my kids, I needed it for groceries, but I also got a car that was cheaper. That's a God wink. Tony, I am the author of good things. I am working all things out for the good of those who love the Lord. Love me, follow me, surrender to me, and I got you. Oh, friends, I've got something free for you. Something that is going to change your mind and maybe even your heart. My friends over at Dwell Differently have decided to give you an entire month free using my code Tony. Don't worry, I'll tell you all about it at the end. But let me tell you a little bit about Dwell. Dwell has this incredible mission to help all of us fix God's words in our hearts and our minds. It's a monthly membership style of scripture designs to help you and even your little kiddos memorize one Bible verse every single month. And the founders, Vera and Natalie, have come out with a brand new book called Dwell Differently, Overcome Negative Thinking with the Simple Practice of Memorizing God's Truth. Y'all, this book is amazing. And God's words aren't just a self-help strategy, fam. I mean, these are truth bombs that help you make it through some real dark seasons. And y'all know I can attest to it. So check everything out at dwelldifferently.com. You'll be real amazed and shocked at how God can use just one Bible verse to change everything in your life. And use the code Tony for your first month free. Love y'all. You want to hear another one? Come on. I hope this is building your faith. I hope this isn't just listening to Tony. I hope that you are leaning in and saying, if God did it for her, he will do it for me. So another thing that happened in the middle of this divorce that the enemy orchestrated, in my personal opinion, is that my daughter lost her Medicaid. She had had Medicaid for years and years and years. When she was first born, I was in a really hard financial situation. We were on WIC and food stamps, and I was drinking coffee for breakfast and lunch. I was making pasta and spaghetti for dinner every night because it lasts a couple days. It was a hard situation, and she had had this Medicaid insurance for years and years and years. It was fine. Well, it expired, or something happened. I don't even actually know. She didn't have it no more, let me tell you that. And so then I ended up having to get insurance, medical insurance for me, Sammy, and now Dylan. And I was real nervous because I don't know if you've looked at the prices outside of the healthcare marketplace, but baby, it is not cute. I remember praying one morning and I was like, Lord, you've done big things and you've done small things. This feels like a medium thing. What do I do? And I just felt the Lord say, apply for her insurance again. And I'm like, no, she don't have it no more. Like, you know how you be trying to talk to God like he don't already know? You know what I'm saying? I said, but Playa, listen, we already have, like, they have expired. I don't think they're going to let us back in. It's gone. Apply for the insurance. I said, oh, I go on to the healthcare marketplace thing, Medicaid, whatever it's called, Georgia Compass. I start applying, and the questions that they're asking me are intimate, but they're also very real. Like, I was divorced. I was getting a divorce. When they asked me about my projected income, well, I don't have a regular job. I depend on being booked and going out and speaking. And so they were like, projected income for 2024. Baby, I don't know. Zero, maybe. I don't know what these people are about to do, okay? And so I just was honest. Like, I really don't know. I send it off. Okay, pin in the story. Stay with me, all right? January comes and I'm preparing to get back on the road. So I've taken November off of preaching, December off of preaching, and now I've got to start gearing up. My first preaching gig is January 27th. Remember this date, January 27th. Well, they reached out to my booking agency and they canceled the event. I am mortified because this is quite literally, I kept saying, I was like, I am only going to make it through January financially if I can get to January 27th and do this booking, and that's going to carry us through. It's gone. I have no idea what to do. This is a Thursday. I wake up Friday morning and I pray. I have it in my journal, and I'm going to read my journal to you guys. Hold on. I'm getting to the page. Here it is. Okay. Wow. It's January. And I just found out that I lost my only speaking engagement this month. God, I'm scared. I am really scared. I know that you're going to work it out because you are a good God. But this time, I'm scared. I feel like I need to ask my parents for money so that I can really have help here. But I don't want to. I'm embarrassed by that. I don't want them to help me in that way. And I also want to be humble enough to receive help. God, help me in this situation. Help me with my unbelief. And there's some other stuff in there that y'all need to know. I'm just kidding. And so that's Friday morning. Saturday, I take my daughter to a birthday party. I drop her off at the birthday party. It's all good. Blah, blah, blah. Pick her up. We get back home. I stop by the mailbox. She is knocked out in the car. I open the mailbox and there's two envelopes. One of the envelopes is from a company that I used to work with that does student-led, student ministry, student content, all this stuff. Well, a year ago, they reached out to me and they asked me to do like an influencer series where I would essentially write like a series for youth pastors and kids pastors around the world on a certain topic. And mine was on comparison. And I was like, cool, I'm down for the cause. Well, I get paid for it. And they're like, whenever we get royalties, we'll give it to you. Now, I don't know if anybody on here has ever seen a royalty check, but that thing be $4.71. You hear me? 59 cents is what they have wasted these papers, okay? These checks, okay? Making, like, small. Well, the week before, I got an email from this company that said, hey, can we get your new address? We need to send you a royalty check. I almost was like, don't worry about it. Don't waste them trees, please. Don't waste that little bush you got to kill to send me them 59 cents. I don't want to do it, okay? But I gave them my new address. It is what it is. Me and Dylan get to the house. There's two envelopes in the mailbox. I sit in my car, I park it. I open the first envelope from the company. I debated on this is going to be hard for me. I'm debating on whether or not to tell you the amount. You know, in this podcast, I don't want anyone to fall into the comparison trap. I don't want anyone to be like, well, she's got this much. There's like a thing there that makes me nervous to say the amount, but maybe I'll just frame it up this way. The check was not $4.71. It was thousands of dollars. To this day, I'm like, they may have made a mistake. Thousands of dollars. I sat in my car and I wept. I also got a text from a friend that day, a friend in my confessional community, because I had told them, hey guys, this gig canceled. I'm nervous. I don't know what I'm going to do about money this month. And she said, I have a conference and it's not going to pay you what the other gig paid you, but we've got some budget and you could just come and host it if you'd like. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. I'll do whatever. The month before, I had a friend that was doing a design for an event. And she was like, I can pay you a couple $100 to come and work a photo booth. And I was like, I will work that photo booth. I am not above it. I want to provide for my family. So I was in to host. I was in to be given an opportunity again to get back on stage and, you know, instead of preaching, more so do something fun to kind of get my bearings. And would you know, ready for the God winks? Would you know that with the royalty check and my friend's event for me to host, which was on January 27th, hold on, the same day as the gig that canceled, as the booking that canceled that I had, with that royalty check and her payment, I made more in January than I would have made going to the booking. Friends, listen to me. God has us. He has us. He is a master chess player. You'll hear me say this over and over again. He is coming for us. He is not in the business of letting us fall to the point of being crushed and alone and tired and weary. He is with us. He is for us. He is literally intricately working all the things out for us and our kids and our people and our lives and our careers and our ministries at home with our husbands and wives. He is coming. And he's not asleep on the job. And he's intelligent. He's masterful. He's good. Things like, it's not a coincidence. Those things don't just happen. You ready to hear about the second envelope? Because God wasn't just coming for me and my career. He was coming for my kids too. The second envelope was from Georgia Medicaid. This makes me cry. I'm sitting in the car. Dylan is knocked out after this birthday party. And I open the envelope for Medicaid. I have it. I actually keep it in my, you can hear the crumpling. I keep it in my wallet because I want these physical reminders. It's January 2nd, 2024. You can't see it. It says, "Dear Antoinette Collier, welcome to Georgia Families. When you enrolled your child in a health plan, you also became eligible for Medicaid and Peach Care for Kids. You and your son, Samuel Collier, were also enrolled in a health plan to give you the health care services you need to keep you healthy. On December 30th, 2023, the following people in your household can start to use the services of the health plan listed below." And it's all of our little health plan member IDs and long story short, me and Dylan and Sammy got free health insurance this year. He cares. God cares. He's not just interested in helping us with our faith in him, and that's important. He's not just interested in us consistently showing up to church. That is important. He doesn't just care that we have friends and a roof over our head and food to eat. He cares that we have health insurance. Like, he cares that we can stop at Chick-fil-A for our kids. It sounds so vain. It sounds so little and small. And he's a God that's so big that he can move mountains. And he's a God that's so intimate that he would make sure that I could provide for my kids. That's who he is. And I don't know what you've been told. I don't know who lied to you. Like, he's just this big, mean God that is not there for us and is not coming for us. And he's embarrassed of us and ashamed of us. But they lied. They lied. They lied to you. They lied to me. They lied to generations. They got it twisted. For some of us, it's not that we need more faith. We need more faith in the right character of God. We have been confused about who he is. And so we won't go to him because we don't trust him, because we think he's mean and we think that he's not proud of us. And he is fighting for us and he's coming for us and he's saving us and he's rescuing us. And he cares about health insurance because he knows what we need. God has provided for me. Because he cares. If you're listening and you're like, "Whoa, I didn't know that's who he was. I didn't know that he cared about my finances too, and he cared about the little things." Now you know. Now you know. Friend, I want to encourage you when you're going through something hard, as you're on your race to healing and redemption and restoration, that you make a pit stop at the feet of Jesus. He's just right. He's there waiting. Tell him what you need. Health insurance, another car, more faith, care, comfort, sleep, food, groceries, gas in your car. He cares about all the million little things because he cares about you and me. Let me pray for us. God, thank you that you're so big, that you cover a multitude of people with your presence. And thank you that your presence is so beautiful and omniscient and omnipresent that it comes to meet us in the little crevices of our life. Thank you that you are good. You're the God of goodness. You're the author of love and love itself. You love us in the most purest and unconditional way. God, help us to love you back as we surrender to you all of our longings and our griefs and every single little thing that we need. Thank you for the little ways that you love us and you show up for us. And we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, I just want to thank you so much for listening to the Still Coloring Podcast with Toni Collier. I am so absolutely grateful to hold the stories of brokenness that we get to share with you and the honor that it is to point you to both resources and ultimately to our source, Jesus Christ. If you can't get enough of the show, we'd love for you to leave a rating and or a review wherever you listen to podcasts and spread the word. If you've got someone in your life who you think would benefit from this show, don't keep it from them. And if Instagram is your thing, I want you to meet me there at Toni J. Collier. I'm a little wild, so buckle up. We'll see you next time as we all lean into the stories that help us claim hope and grit over our own lives. See you soon.